Right, Michael, you're back. It must have been an awful year. I know you did a lot with us in the media, but you want to be doing stuff on the pitch this time.
It was tough, yeah. I'm not going to lie. It was obviously that kind of injury. There's no kind of miracle cure from that. You're not just going to bounce back. It's a minimum 6 and a bit month, if you're lucky. So, unfortunately, didn't get any game time last year, but thanks to you and that, it kind of kept me busy. And Daryl gave me a laptop at some points, helping out with the coaching bit. But I was hungry to get back as well, just training with the boys, because it's no good just, even though we had quite a lot of injuries and injured crew all over the place and in the gym and stuff like that, it's no good just spending all your time in the gym and in the rehab room. You want to put back on the field. So, and they had a goal of playing at the end of the season. I wanted to get the kind of last 6 to 4 games of the season in. Unfortunately, things didn't work out our way. We couldn't kind of make the top four, and the club wouldn't kind of let me risk it, which... It was a smart thing to do, so it was frustrating that way, but now you kind of see the benefits of that, and the way my body's feeling now, it feels great, so it's pretty exciting, looking forward to kind of starting and kind of starts on Boxing Day.
Yeah, and you're coming in, I guess, to a completely different team to the one that you left. There's guys have come in partway through last year, there's new faces coming in now, there's yourself, Lynchy, Ben Roberts coming back in that haven't played a lot last year. It's almost like a new team, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, we're still recovering from last year a little bit. We're certainly like people that played busted and needed surgery at the end of last season that were doing it tough for us as well. Like Lyme Patrick, those kind of guys. Aunt Lynchy's still got a few little bits for us in full contact training, but those guys are starting to come back into training now. So, yeah, each week we kind of get someone new back in, which always lifts it a little bit excited, thinking, oh, yeah, kind of. Going to be in the squad here. I don't know how Pally's going to pick the team, but it's an exciting challenge for him and everyone else. Kind of that competition for places that we had like a few years ago that really did us well, that we kind of couldn't take advantage of last year. Really excited about this season.
And as captain of this team, how exciting is it to look around and think we have got a really good chance this year of achieving some silverware?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every player's just going to be excited, but yeah, as captain to lead this kind of special group of boys is really special to me. I mean, my hometown club and that is, kind of love it. I love my role here at the club now. And I think Luke Gale did a fantastic job last year. It was nice to kind of be in the background of that and see him kind of develop as a person and a player. But it's also nice to get it back off him, knocking down a peg or two as well.
Will you be nervous, excited the first time you walk back out, obviously, after your injury?
It's weird. I hadn't really thought about it until just now. I've been asked then, and obviously had a little media day. And you're saying, what are you thinking? I'm just getting my job done. Yeah, in fact, coming back into training, there's little bits where my knee gets a little bit sore, my patella, and you think. But after 2 weeks of training, we did a bit of rehab and stuff, and it's been feeling great, so... I don't think I feel any different. It's friendlies are always a little bit different anyway, but because it's Hull, you kind of think the intensity might be up there a little bit on Boxing Day. Then I've been quite a few fans. They'll be excited. Both coaches are really competitive as well. So it's definitely an opportunity for me to get back in it, see how it feels, but also kind of prove a point.
And looking at it, I mean, there is that chance. The lads we talked about a lot last year just missed out. They were up against that much. Is the minimum expectation to make the four this time?
Yeah. That's a goal. If you're in that four, you've got a great chance. But there's more than one competition in Super League. Obviously, the Challenge Cup as well. So there's plenty to go at. And if we can be consistent, we can prove our defence. I think we've definitely got the squad to go all the way in kind of both competitions this season. I think the way we the opportunity for you to get a bit of luck and the boys are on form and that competition for places kind of mentality comes out in this team. People really want to play in this team and it's going to bring the best out of us, and we have the opportunity to rotate, keep bodies fresh as you can, because it's a war of attrition, this kind of Super League these days. It's who can look after, who can be fresh in the season. So if we can do that, I think we have a great opportunity of being right in the mix at the end of the season.
And a sign, I guess, of how far this club has come is that there is now proper strength in depth, isn't it? There's not guys just filling in. You joke aside, but Daryl is going to have if everyone's fit day one, he's going to have a big job, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially day one, where you're not sure what kind of form people are in. Maybe once you get into the season, you kind of know where people are at, and it kind of falls into place what your best 17, 18 players are. But oh yeah, there's some serious talent in this team now. So you'll, I'm guessing every single person you've done used the word excited, but they are. It's Generally, we had, when Luke came back in, this is his first week back in, he came in Monday, and you felt the buzz about it. He has that kind of aura about him, he has that energy, he's loud, he's excitable. He was pumped to come back in, even though he had a short time off, and it kind of came together. It kind of, you felt that little bit that we've just been missing the last few weeks. I mean, we've got young halves that are doing a fantastic job, but you have that, like I was talking about, them experienced boys that come back in, and it takes you to that new level. You're thinking, yeah, we're in a good place here. We're in a good place, and it's great for those young guys that the club's promoting. I mean, we've got some serious talented guys coming through as well that are seeing it as well. They're coming up against it, seeing how what it is to be a kind of seasoned pro as well, and they're developing as well. So even though we're looking forward to kind of the first team as well, it's exciting that these young guys coming through are developing so much as well, which I think the Castle, I think they've got a generally good reputation for bringing youngsters from in. It's kind of hotbed of rugby league is Castle, but I think we haven't been great until the last few years, and I think now it's starting to pay off now what the guys in like the scholarship and academy level are doing for us, and we're reaping the rewards of bringing these young guys up.
And looking at it then, what's your aim for this season?
I've got some short term goals, obviously just getting back on the field, playing well, being really consistent and solid. And it's a vulnerable position, this centre. You can get caught out there, and you've got to be on your game, you've got to make your one-on-one tackles, and you've got to beat people one-on-one as well. So I've got to be on my game, make sure I'm physically and mentally ready to go. And then there's goals of the team doing well, my personal is doing well, and then what that kind of could lead to after the season as well.
Yeah, talking England, is that one of your aims still to get?
I'd like to be, it'd be great to. It'd be great to be in the mix. I mean, going to Australia and New Zealand for a World Cup. I have never represented England in a World Cup, so it'd be a massive chance. And the England boys have got a fantastic team.
And I guess that's good for Castleford, that there's a likes of you, Zach Hardacre, Luke Gale's obviously been involved, and there's probably a few others we could quite easily chuck into that that list as well. And with something to play for every week, then that's going to drive the standards up, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm right down the pecking order after a year off, but this is a goal to get me through this season, get me playing well, and that what's come on the back. I mean, there's some serious talented players out there, so. But you kind of got to be positive and kind of think, yeah, let's dream big.